Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
I don't know who needed to hear this, but whatever you've lost in life has already been found. You found that you didn't need material things to survive. You didn't need someone else's approval or validation for you to thrive. Everything that you have lost created an opening in you to fill it with purposeful stuff. Find out what you're really made of, to find out what you really can do if you don't have the crutches or someone else to give you anything. If you have to get up and go earn it yourself, if you have to battle and scratch and crawl and climb your way up the ladder instead of being handed the ladder, you found that everything you can lose in life can always be found.
You want to get better? You want to self-improve? Stop looking for a shortcut and go find your alarm clock. Find your discipline and find your guts and your passion and your drive and find your will. And then you will find your freedom.
Some of us, we so loyal to other people that we ain't loyal to ourselves. You loyal to the promises you made to other people, but you can't be loyal to the promises that you made to yourself. Because you got to take care of you first. And that's not selfish. That's becoming self-aware. But some of us, what we have done, we have ignored the loyalty to ourselves. We have ignored the loyalty to our principles. We have ignored the loyalty to the standards that we set. We ignore all that and we give our loyalty to other people that don't deserve it, to other things that don't deserve it, to the wrong things in our life. And we wonder why we feel so much wrong inside of our heart.
Now, how I judge success is how committed I am to pulling the potential out of myself and how good of a job am I doing at fulfilling my own true potential, okay? People ask me all the time, what is success to you? Success to me is the commitment to the pursuit of your own true potential. It's self-actualization.
See, you don't get in life what you want, ladies and gentlemen. You get in life what you are, not what you want. You see, the good news is that we can always become more by working to develop ourselves. So the first process of making this your decade, you've got to begin to take a look at your life and look at where are you right now? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What gives your life a sense of fulfillment, a sense of joy? What does a full, rich life mean to you? What is it that you could love doing 7 days a week that'll bring a smile to your face? Think about that.
The same hands that crawl and claw out of a situation can elevate you to the next level. And you can then turn around and point to the area you came out of and say, if I went through that dark tunnel, if I went through that bad time, if I went through those broken moments, so can you. What you find is that when you lose things, when you've lost something, that if you can hold on to your mindset, the same hunger you had to get out, if you can maintain that same grind, that same passion when you come out of it, you'll find that you can fill your life with skills and will and power that can last you generations.
We all have weaknesses. We all have shortfalls. No one was born perfect, but we can still overcome. We can overcome our natal defects through unremitting effort and practice.
Your biggest enemy is you. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
I need you to confront you because you're the one holding you up. I need you to confront you. I need you to look in the mirror and tell you, you are not going to do me like this no more. You're not going to continue to sabotage me. You're not. You're not going to keep procrastinating. I need you. You're not.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do. It's what we do now. Because to get to where you want to go, the amount of pain involved, the amount of mental pain, of how many times you're going to have to do something that you don't want to do to get to where you want to go. There's going to be more times you do something that you don't want to do than you are going to want to do it. And that's your new norm. And then once you do this over and over and over again, it becomes like breathing. I don't want to live this lifestyle, but to get to the other side of this, I have to.
If it's hard, why do people do it? You ask people who do things, people who climb mountains just for the sake of it. Nobody paying to do it, just do it. I'm going to swim the Atlantic Channel. Why? People who go after their stuff, what makes it worth it? It's got to be your passion. You got to love it. It's got to be what you are supposed to do. You want to sing, even though they want to invite you to Carnegie Hall, you're going to sing to anybody that listens to you, including singing to yourself. You got to write, even if no one published your book, write because that was given to you to do. You do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Do whatever is required. It's you. It's on you. You got to make that happen. Nobody's going to bring it to you on a silver platter and say, here's your dream manifested. No, it's hard. Yes, it's hard. It's difficult. Yes, right. And it's worth it.
You got to hang in there. You got to never give up. And you got to remember that you are never out of the fight. So keep on fighting.
Until your mind is open to the possibilities that I can do this, you would never be able to do it. Once the mind starts to believe it can be achieved, only then does it start to break down tactically how we can do this. Until then, you're going to always lose.
You can do a work for your entire life, but is the work that you do worth your life?
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
The question that you must put on the scale, if I stay here, if I continue to do the same thing year after year, week after week, month after month, for the rest of my life, is this qualified as living? Or am I walking through life, sleep, never awake enough to see what I could have been or what I could have done?
You know when your life is going to change? When you stop being so loyal to the wrong things. Your loyalty has become your slavery. You've allowed your good heart to keep you in situations that's breaking your heart. You're loyal to people that will never support you. You're loyal to people that will never be happy for you. You're loyal to people that could care less about you. You're loyal to people that aren't loyal to you. Stop being so loyal to the things that are ruining your life.
Our lives that we're living right now are a gift. And our way of life that we enjoy, it is also a gift. It's a blessing and it's a luxury.
What changes your life is not learning more. What changes your life is making decisions and using your personal power and taking action. That's what the definition of power is. Look it up in the dictionary. Power. The ability to act.
Achieving a goal for the sake of vainglory and sheer accomplishment will bring satisfaction, but that satisfaction will prove to be short-lived. Achieving goals that have deep meaning to us will bring us far more happiness. When we set goals that have meaning outside of our own selfish ends, we discover it's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
Once you come face to face with who you are, you have a starting point. All right, I'm not real smart. I have no courage. I have no self-esteem. I have no nothing. Nothing. That's my starting point. Now we can move from there. Tell myself I'm strong. I have courage. I'm smart. And all these are lies. You continuously push that starting point backwards. So that starting point is the truth. The no fucking bullshit truth that only you can tell yourself. So it's the starting point. The truth is the starting point.
The road to someday leads to a town of nowhere. It's a place you don't want to end up in. So you got to get yourself to take action. How do you do that? You decide. Make a decision right now. You're not willing to settle for anything less than you can be. That you're not willing to live the way you're living right now, no matter how good it may seem, that you're going to push yourself to the next level. Demanding more from yourself than anybody else could possibly expect is true power. And all it takes is deciding. Remember, the word decision in its original Latin root means to cut off from. When you decide, you cut off from any other possibility.
People getting ready to go to jobs that they don't like. Jobs that are making them sick. You see, when you're not pursuing your goal, you are literally committing spiritual suicide. When you have some goal out here that you're stretching for and reaching for that takes you out of your comfort zone, you'll find out some talents and abilities you have that you didn't know you had. So if you want to make this your decade, you've got to decide to be bold. So you got to be bold in life. Most people go through life trying to creep. No, no, no. Trying to be casual about it. No, no, no. You go through life being casual, you'll end up a casualty. You got to be bold in life. You got to take life on.
The biggest trap that keeps people from taking action is their fear. Their fear of failure, their fear of success, their fear of rejection, their fear of pain, their fear of the unknown. The only way to deal with fear is face it, look it eye to eye, and take action in spite of it.
Especially nowadays in this society, we like to surround ourselves. It makes us feel so good, those people who say, it's okay. It's okay. It's not okay. It isn't okay, man. and we love to feel wanted and loved. Trust me, that's all important. It is. But you have to have the truth from people. Hey, you're not working your butt off hard enough. You're not trying hard enough. We all think we're trying hard, but what are you gauging that off of?
Am I making an emotional decision? I mean, what a smart little thing to check on. And if you check on it, you're going to realize that that is a bad move. People make emotional decisions all the time. And by the way, they almost never turn out good. Am I mad? Am I frustrated? Am I vengeful? Am I fearful? Am I guilty? Guilt is an emotion that'll make you do something that you know you shouldn't do. Fear is an emotion that'll make you do something that you shouldn't do. Frustration. I'm getting frustrated. You know what? Just go ahead and do it, right? These are horrible things.
See, when you strengthen the things that you once make you weak, you make it so that the enemy that comes up against you can't keep beating you the same way. Don't keep repeating the same mistakes, thinking that somehow you'll get a different result. You're not insane. You must have an insane dream, but you must not go insane. You must dream so big that no one else can see it coming, not even the original version of you. But you are going to evolve.
If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
There's a greater you that was waiting to meet you. Make this life count.
So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely.
One of the things limiting you from your income, your impact, a world-class life. You care too much about what people think about you. You can be world-class, you can fit in with the world, you don't get to do both. One thing I've learned is everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
It's not better to be safe than sorry. Step out and bet on yourself. You're the surest thing in the world. Quit asking other people if they think you could do it. What they think has got nothing to do with you.
Your dream is possible. Not only is it important that you believe and begin to know that it's possible for you to live your dream as you run toward it, but I've done something that I want to share with you. Called choosing your future. It's necessary that you work on yourself, that you develop yourself. It's necessary that you get the energy drainers out of your life, people who don't want anything, people who are not striving, people who are not challenging themselves, people who aren't growing, people who have stopped dreaming. It's necessary that you align yourself with people and attract people into your business who are hungry, people who are unstoppable and unreasonable, people who are refusing to leave life just as it is and who want more. My mother used to say, birds of a feather flock together. If you run around with losers, you will end up a loser. It's necessary that you get the losers out of your life if you want to live your dream.
Count on me. Count on me to be everything you need when you need me. Count on me to be your backbone. Count on me to be your strength. Count on me to be there for you when no one else is. Who am I? I'm you. I'm every version of you. I'm every part of you. I'm every part of your being. I'm the reflection in the mirror. I'm the one that looks back when you tells you that you are more than what you keep imagining. I'm the one that keeps telling you that it's possible for you. I'm the one that tries to tell you to do things and dare, and then you talk yourself out of it by believing your fears are louder than your faith.
The people that win in life don't necessarily have more vision than you. See, it's not a lack of vision always that means that you are going to lose. It's a lack of a type of vision, which is depth perception. You think you're further away from the outcome, and so you pace yourself like it, and you jog all the time throughout your life. The people that win may have a bigger vision, but they have accurate depth perception. They understand how close their goals are, how close their outcome is, and they're constantly in a sprint to get there throughout their day. That means consequently, they get started earlier and they finish later. They get up earlier throughout the day. They're in a bigger hurry to get to the places they need to be because the finish line in their mind is so much closer.
Blaming others is excusing yourself. Here is a huge idea. Everything that terrifies you is your doorway into possibility. Everyone who comes into your life that activates an ancient wound is a spiritual professor. The people who have broken your heart are the very people who have come into your life to open your heart.
People can make up a mission statement, an ethos in which they want to live by. And every morning you wake up, you hold yourself accountable to that mission. Not a company's, your own. Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything.
You have to believe that there is everything you need inside of your toolkit, inside of your heart. It's in there. The ability to get over brokenness, it's in there. The ability to believe again, it's in there. You got to be able to count on you when no one else does. You have to begin there because in order for others to believe in you, you must show them that you believe in you. You have to believe. You can count on you. And not only do you count, but when you begin to count, you'll see that you're worth way more than you ever imagined. You're worth more than dollars and cents. You're worth eternity. You're worth everything that you can calculate up and then some.
When you gonna get to a point where you say, you know what? Man, I wasn't just created just to live average. I wasn't just created to live broken. I wasn't just created to just go through the motions. I wasn't just created to be a watcher. I wasn't created just to be a wisher. I was created to be something greater. And I know it's hard to believe when it's in your storm. How do I know? Because I was that same person.
Don't be finished. Be starting. Be alert, be ready, be attacking, be relentless. And when your feelings are screaming that you've had enough, and when you think you're gonna break emotionally, you gotta override that emotion with the concrete logic and willpower that says, you know what? I don't stop.
You may have heard the saying that if you want to always look up to your childhood heroes, never meet them. That way you won't be disappointed. That's a lie. You see, the childhood hero that you have, the biggest one is you. And the things that you dreamed as a child, the things that you imagine yourself doing, are only moments away. It's a moment when you decide that I'm going to become everything I dreamed of. It's a moment when you promise yourself that I'm about to evolve. It's a promise that you make to yourself that I will not die and leave everything on the inside. but I'm going to pour everything out as an offering. I'm going to empty myself in life with everything that I've gone through, everything that I want to be, and I'm going to introduce myself in the mirror to a hero that only I saw.
You just have to look at yourself harder and find the nemesis, because it's there all the time, right? I mean, there's always parts of yourself that you can overcome.
So that's the whole thing about it, man. We're scared to dive into our lives, what made us who we are. The beautiful people that we are, we're all jacked up in so many ways. That's the beauty of us. That's the beauty of me. I'm jacked up, but I figured out my own little process on how to get unjacked up and how to, I'm not gonna get the same way you're gonna get there. You may get there by going point A to point B. I might get point C to D to E to F, but I'm gonna be there the same way you are, just a little harder.
You know, a lot of us, we wake up and we just go with the flow. You can't go with the flow because sometimes the flow isn't always flowing in the direction that you need it to flow, right? Sometimes the flow isn't flowing into your life what you need, and we just go with the flow. No, sometimes we gotta stop the flow and create a new flow. And the only way you create a new flow is you start living in intentionality. Everything that you do is on purpose. Everything that you do is for purpose. Everything that you do is purpose. If there's no purpose in it, free yourself from it. Do you hear me? If there's no purpose in it, free yourself from it. If that relationship, that friendship, that partnership has no purpose in it, free yourself from it. That habit, if it has no purpose in it, free yourself from it. How you spend your time, if it has no purpose in it, free yourself from it. That environment, if it has no purpose in it, free yourself from it. Because when you don't live intentionally in your life, you do random stuff. And when you do random stuff, you get a random result. And your life is all over the place.
The best way to contend with problems, with issues, with adversity is action, is by taking action. The more you sit and the more you wait and the more time you spend with that adversity, with the upper hand inside your head, the worse it's going to get. Something doesn't go the way you wanted it to go. You didn't get the job you wanted. You didn't get the hire. You didn't get the promotion. You can go home and sit there and dwell on it. That's not getting you any progress. Or you say, okay, you know what? Let me do a quick analysis. Why didn't I get that promotion? Oh, it's because I didn't get this qualification, or I hadn't jumped through this gate. Okay, cool. Let me look into how do I get to jump through that gate so next time I will get the promotion and you start taking action.
When you are committed, you're dancing to the beat of a different drummer. Don't expect people to understand you. Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this, why you have got to go, why you leave. This is a good job. I'm going. They pay you well. I'm going. You just a few years from retirement. I'm going. Why? I don't understand. You don't have to.
Stop waiting to get lucky. Stop waiting for a big break. Instead, and go out there and fight and battle and brawl to make your own luck.
You see, you can never be disappointed in what God made you by design, because you're one of a kind. You're an original, and the only mistake that you can make is trying to duplicate or become someone else. But we came here today with a mindset change, a moment where we decided that we would be something different, something more significant than what we were last night, what we were yesterday, what we were last year. We didn't need the calendar to change anything other than to change our own mind. And right now we mark that in the calendar. This is your most significant moment.
Attack with everything you have, with every ounce of commitment, with every bit of clarity and focus that you as a human being can possibly muster. Attack with your weapons and your mind and your body, and attack with your very soul.
Now, if you need something to grapple with, and you probably do, you can find that. You just look inside. You'll find something to grapple with. You know, inadequacy, weakness, susceptibility to temptation, narcissism, pride, envy, revenge, resentment, frustration, lack of faith, all of that. That'll keep you occupied if you really grapple with it. And yeah, I mean, these things aren't easy to understand. No snake, no necessity to contend with snakes. So why be awake at all? No adversary, no challenge. Why be challenged? Because maybe you're better for the challenge.
So we read a bunch of books nowadays. As humans, we want to find out how to be someone else. What we don't do is we don't go inside. So literally turn yourself inside out. Read the book that says, like we're writing a book every day of our lives, but we never read that book. The only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. But somewhere in their life, there was a point where they had a decision to make. They can go left or right on this path. Left was the easy route. Right was the hard route. A lot of people take the easy route. And they had a good life that way, but the better life was going to the right side. And you may have 20 years of pain and suffering to get past it, but a lot of us die never truly starting our journey.
So what? You fell flat on your face. So what? Start again. Learn from the experience and start again. Don't count yourself out. Don't sentence yourself to a lifetime of being miserable, a lifetime of being broke, a lifetime of being unhealthy, a lifetime of being in a relationship that is no longer fulfilling to you. Start again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.